News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, let's turn to that new government report that's found Irish people have a high awareness of climate change, but a huge gap exists between intention and action. Sive O'Neill, independent researcher and commentator on climate policy, joins us now. Sive, this kind of tells us what we'd long suspected, that we all know what the problem is, but we don't really want to face up to taking the unpleasant actions to tackle it.
Well, you could look at it that way, Shane, but I think what underlies this gap between the impactful emissions and behaviour is actually misinformation. A lot of people seem to be getting their information about climate change from social media. And even though there's a high level of trust in academics and scientists and authoritative sources, the reality is that messages are getting through which are not necessarily correct. For example, people believe that heat pumps don't work in Ireland and that they'll be too expensive to run. People believe that the environmental issues associated with mining for rare earth minerals for EV batteries kind of undermines their environmental benefits, and that, you know, the overall effect is negligible from switching over to an EV from an internal combustion engine. People also seem to believe that the biggest thing they can do to reduce their personal emissions is to take fewer or no flights. And what's really interesting about this report is that it goes into all these kind of misperceptions in a lot of detail and identifies areas where those kind of information gaps or literacy gaps need to be kind of targeted to try to encourage people to take the actions that actually have the most impact. And the biggest impact that the report says is actually around EVs. It's obviously a huge financial decision to take, you know, to replace your car in any event, but that, you know, to get people to think about replacing their car with an EV is the biggest way you can reduce your emissions in one go. And, you know, for a lot of people, even though the charging infrastructure might not be brilliant yet, it should improve over the next few years. The reality is you're going to charge your car at home. So you shouldn't need to rely on...
Well, not necessarily. I live in a terrace house. Like, there's nowhere for me. I looked at buying an electric car, and we just kind of made the decision. It just wasn't practical. Like, there's nowhere to plug it in. I'd have to drive to the very small number of charging stations in our area. If, you know, if a car is busy or if there's a car there already, you can't use it.
Yeah, no, I understand completely. I'd be in the same situation myself. I suppose I was thinking generally, like across the population of the country. We have a huge rural population or people living in non-terraced houses with driveways and with the facility in principle to charge their vehicles at home. And those are the people that have the fewest options in terms of shifting to public transport. So it makes sense to try to dispel that myth that you need to have the charging infrastructure
in place. Can I pick you up on something else you said? You mentioned a lot of us think we have to reduce our flights. Interesting, we're yourself and Ciara going to London later on today for the UK election. And a listener texted in, and look, it's a fair comment, saying unnecessary carbon expenditure there, boys and girls. Do you really need to report from London? Were you suggesting that maybe flights aren't as big a factor as we think they are?
Well, the report says so. I haven't gone to the trouble of doing my own kind of alternative sets of calculations. I'm just taking the Department of Climate Action at its word here when it says that, you know, reducing the number of flights is not the most effective action you can take. And the reason for that is that even though, and I'm guessing a little bit here, but the reason though is because even though there is a climate impact associated with flying, it for short haul flights, it's not necessarily as big as people imagine. The issue is the frequency. So if you're flying every week or you're going on lots of, you know, short hop weekends to Europe or lots of long haul flights, more than one a year, that climate impact absolutely does add up if you use a carbon calculator.
Okay.
But you know, I mean, we're an island nation. So, I mean, some people will say, yes, we should stop flying altogether. The really important thing is to manage demand growth in that sector.
Okay.
But what would you say to people,
just finally, what would you say to people listening this morning who are aware, and I think many of us are aware what the issue is, what's your message to those people this morning, Sive?
Well, I think there's one issue for state agencies, the likes of the Sustainable Energy Authority of Ireland, who are promoting grants. They need to be much better at giving people really good information about heat pumps and EVs and charging infrastructure and solar panels as well. There's also a need for a state agency, whether that's the EPA or Borbia or somebody or Safe Food, to explain to people properly what a sustainable diet is and how that's beneficial to the environment. But from the public point of view, I think the idea is to not rely on Facebook or social media for really important decisions like what to replace your car with, or, you know, you know, how to go about retrofitting your house. Go to authoritative sources of information.
I think that's good advice for pretty much everything in life, but a good point. Sive O'Neill, thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.